Can you name the world's largest desert? Here's a hint. There are no camels, little sand, and it's not hot. The answer is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for very little money down. To learn how to get a free list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1488. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes quickly, so listings may not always remain available in all areas. So act now. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline to learn how to get your free foreclosure list at 800-335-1488. That's 800-335-1488.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 18th, the 322nd day of the year. Pollster George Gallup was born in 1901. The Borden Company introduced Elmer's glue on this day in 1947, and in 1955, a record cold snap finally ended in Missoula, Montana, 138 consecutive hours of sub-zero temperatures. We normally associate deserts with extreme heat, but the coldest temperature ever recorded on Earth was in a desert, the world's largest desert, Antarctica. A reading of 129 below was recorded in 1983. Lack of precipitation, not heat, is what defines a desert, and Antarctica is one of the driest places on Earth. There's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.